This is the Sunday Worship Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Sam Davidson and it's great to join with you today. Our speaker today is Captain Rob Westwood Payne, Corps Officer at Maidenhead. We'll be reading from John chapter 14 and we'll delve into what it means to trust in God, even when the road ahead seems unclear and when doubt clouds our mind.
Jesus, the way to the Father. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going. No, we don't know, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, so why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? These words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Amen. Now, I understand that this is a bit of a risky question to ask at this stage in our worship today. I don't know when you're listening. You may be listening as part of Sunday worship, or you could be listening at another part in the day or another day of the week. And so your stomach may already be growling depending on what time of day it is. And this question isn't going to make things any better. But here goes. What did you have for breakfast this morning? Perhaps you have a favourite breakfast cereal. Kellogg's Frosties were always my favourite growing up. Other brands are, of course, available. Maybe you're a toast and marmalade person. Or did you push the boat out this morning and have bacon? This morning I likely had boiled eggs and toast, because it's a bit of a Sunday morning treat. And what about drink? Are you a black coffee person like me, or is tea or fruit juice more your thing in the morning? I ask this question because research shows that Mum's adage that breakfast is the most important meal of the day has more than a grain of truth in it. According to research done by the Mayo Clinic, breakfast really is the most important meal of the day, at least when it comes to the health of your heart. Over 20 years, doctors tracked the breakfast habits and health data of some 2,100 individuals. The goal of the study was to determine the positive or negative health effects of skipping breakfast. Those who grew up in homes where breakfast was skipped and carried that on into later life showed significantly higher levels of heart-wrenching health statistics. Their waistlines were bigger. Their cholesterol was higher. Their insulin levels were not right. In other words, their hearts were sick. And so now, many doctors who have studied the report recommend waking up and eating some kind, in fact, almost any kind of breakfast, as an essential step in avoiding serious heart trouble. It might not just be physical heart health that breakfast affects either. In 2010, three researchers from America and Israel decided to test the legal adage that justice equals what the judge ate for breakfast. The research team tracked the rulings of eight judges in over 1,100 parole board hearings over 10 months. The results led them to the following conclusion. The chances of a prisoner being granted parole depended on the time of day that the judge heard the case. Prisoners' odds for getting their parole granted started high in the morning right after breakfast. About 65% of the prisoners were granted parole then. For the next few hours, the chances of getting a favourable parole hearing started to plummet. Prisoners' chances of parole shot back up to 65% at two distinct times, right after the judge's mid-morning snack and again after lunch. Breakfast can clearly affect our minds and our souls too. Jesus was concerned about our heart health too. In our passage this morning, Jesus was speaking to his disciples at the Last Supper that they had together. The disciples, of course, had good reason to be troubled. Having spent a few days celebrating the exciting events of Palm Sunday, they had learned that evening that one of them would betray Jesus, and another one, having expressed full and passionate loyalty to Jesus, would in fact deny his master three times. Their world must have been crashing around them, their hopes must have been dashed, but Jesus says to them, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in me." Jesus was calling his followers to a deeper level of trust, a level of trust that corresponded with the crisis that they were about to find themselves in. Jesus' words in verse 1 carry the sense of a firm and resolute command. Although knowing Jesus as we do, I'm sure that this command was given gently. The Greek word John uses for troubled is a picturesque one. It is literally, "Don't let your hearts shudder." It is the same word that John uses to describe Jesus' reaction as Judas went astray. It's a strong word. What Jesus is saying to his disciples is, it may look like your world is falling apart. It may look like all is lost. You may feel as if the darkness is going to engulf you, but don't let your hearts be troubled. And how do we do this? Jesus says, trust in God and trust also in me. The way to a healthy heart is to believe in God and to believe in Jesus. That's it. If you want a healthy heart, keep believing in God. Keep believing in Jesus. You only have to keep your mind on God and who he is, his sovereignty, his control of the universe, his ever-presence, and our hearts will not be as troubled as they are. What should Jesus be trusted for? Well, the initial reason is that he will prepare rooms for his followers in his eternal kingdom and then return in order to escort his followers to those rooms. These words are, of course, very familiar to many of us. They're highlighted in many of our Bibles. I've heard them hundreds of times in funeral services. Jesus' words bring us the promised hope of heaven and have a peaceful eternity with the Father and the Son. But that's not all that Jesus promises in these verses. Jesus goes on to explain his going away and coming again by saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Here Jesus explains his words in a way that suggests not so much about travelling to heaven than about entering into a relationship with God through Christ right now at this very moment. The destination Jesus appears to have in mind is a relationship with his Father, and the pathway towards that relationship is Jesus himself. Notice that the way isn't just Jesus' teachings or his principles or moral values. The way is Jesus the person. The way is a relationship. As Jesus goes on to explain later in chapter 14, the way is about Jesus living in you through his Holy Spirit. That's the key to a healthy heart. We live in a time of crisis. We have post-pandemic problems. We have a cost of living crisis. We have wars in Eastern Europe and in the Middle East. And it may well feel today as if your heart is troubled. If your heart is troubled, then ask yourself, are you feasting on Christ? If you are not consuming him, it's likely that the anxieties of life will consume you. If you are starving for a sense of direction or craving some lasting peace, that can only come from standing on Jesus' promises. I promise you that watching 24-hour news will not nourish you, neither will doom scrolling through social media. If you believe the talking heads and those who post comments on social media will give you lasting wisdom, then at some stage your world is going to crumble. Our troubled hearts need to be fed with Christ. We anchor our hearts in the hope that he gives. We root ourselves in the promise that one day he will return to complete his work. To travel to the Father on the way of Jesus requires faith, and that faith comes from discerning God's voice through his word. What you are feeding your body makes a difference. That's why doctors are keen for you to have a good breakfast. If you neglect what you eat, then your heart will not be healthy. The same is true of your heart of faith. Your heart of faith must be fed well if you want it to be strong and healthy. Jesus tells us that the key to heart health as one of his followers is to trust in him and to feast on his words. If you find your heart is troubled at the moment, then ask yourself how much time you're spending in God's word. Now, I ask you this not to make you feel guilty, not to make you feel as if you're a bad person or a bad Christian because you're not spending enough time with the Bible. I ask you because I know that God's word holds the peace and the comfort that you crave. The second answer to your troubled heart is that Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit will come not just to walk alongside you, but to actually be in you. He makes his home in you. He resides within you. If you're listening to this message today and thinking that you're all alone and that no one cares about you, then Jesus promises that whilst you may feel this way, it's not true. You are never alone. Even when you do not feel Christ's presence, he is within you. You may feel like the whole world is caving in today, but the Holy Spirit's presence is comfort. He brings you the promise that Jesus does not leave you as an orphan. He comes to heal and to minister his grace. All you have to do for a healthy heart is to invite the Holy Spirit in. If your mum was right about breakfast being the most important meal of the day, then Jesus is certainly right that the answer to a troubled heart is to trust in him. Will you invite him in this morning? You may have done this many times before, or you may be doing it for the first time, but it's what we all need today. Maybe you'd join with me and the poet who wrote this very simple chorus and ask Jesus, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. It's that simple. Take the first step to a healthy heart by praying these words of invitation, and may God richly bless you.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and never, never lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and never, never lean on your own understanding. In all of your God, my Father, and I look upon his face. All of my cares and troubles. trouble, I lay at your feet. For I know my heavenly Father will always stand by me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never, never lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him.
Let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the source of our life. You have given us a wonderful world and permeated it through and through with your grace and your love. You have promised that you will give us your Spirit to be with us as we journey through this life. Yet we confess the many times when our eyes can't see you, can't take you in, can't comprehend how you can be at work in pain and disappointment and sorrow. We need your Spirit to lift our sights to your wide horizons. Teach us to pray with such openness to your Spirit that you make yourself plain to us. Bring us to that place where we are willing to place our lives in your keeping, to submit to your life-changing love, and to move with you into your large open spaces of salvation. We ask these things in your name, our light and our salvation, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Spirit in the bright glory of the Holy Trinity, for ever and ever. Amen.
That was a prayer by Christine Jarrett, based on John 14. Thank you to Captain Rob Westwood Payne for bringing us today's message, and thank you for listening. Goodbye, and God bless.